You know, we love hearing from you, so keep on sending those tweets and comments, because we read every one of them. Your opinion is important. That's why we don't want you to miss the chance to take our listener survey at podcastone.com. You see, your responses will help us make this show the very best it can be. It's not a lot of effort, because it'll only take you about 3 minutes, and you'll get the instant gratification that comes with knowing that you helped us get better. So do it now. Take the survey at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. And don't forget, keep those tweets and comments coming.
This is Corolla Digital.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. I'm here with Gina Grad.
Hello. This has been quite a couple of shows lately. I'm still kind of my hair. I'm juggling a lot in my chest right now. James is miming to me. We have sort of the dream team in the room today, and it's super exciting. But before you get to hear about that, I'm going to make you listen to me and tell you to please go to Amazon by going through our show. CallingOutPodcast.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. You can click to subscribe on iTunes for the show. Rate us 5 stars. Leave a nice comment. And, of course, you can always email us at callingout@adamcarolla.com. Now, we have a continuation of two very, very special people that were on our last show, Mr. James Von Prague.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
The lovely and the full-maned Ms. Kelly White.
Thank you.
Hello. And one of our old favorite people, a friend of the
Not
show.
Old.
And, well, old, Young. Old friends.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm an old soul, right? Old soul.
Exactly. Our ginger-haired, lovely Rebecca Fearing.
Yay.
Who's a, of course,
it's applause.
Yes,
today.
It's a big deal of mediums and clairvoyance and just a lot of good stuff in this room right now.
We're going to see where this show takes us.
Amen.
So, Gina, how are you, by the way?
I'm okay. Actually, right before the show started, Rebecca said something very positive to me. So I'm gonna kind of hold that and keep that in and feel good about that for a while.
And Rebecca and Gina and I went to New York City.
We did. We had a girls' weekend.
We did. Wow. We saw Jim Jefferies because he was on our show before, and it was really dirty and fun.
Oh, so
and
dirty.
We had a great time in New
Can
York.
We hear about the dirty
well,
part?
Well, I'll tell you one part. Apparently, there's a difference between shooters and blobbers. We'll leave it at that.
Okay, I don't know what that means. Wow, I think we should leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we had a crazy night at that show.
I'm psychic, so I know what happened.
And we had an amazing girls' weekend, but I have to say, for all the crazy things we did, I have to say my favorite moment was the night we got there. It was super late. We were still on early body time, late New York time. We ordered some terrible pizza. We made some cocktails, had a little party, and Rebecca brought Marilyn Monroe to come hang out with
us. Wow. She was sitting in my apartment.
Yeah.
Wow. I was so excited.
Wow.
And James, you've had a run-in or two with Marilyn?
With Marilyn Monroe? Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say running, but she came through once to Susan Strasberg, who wrote about her a book many, many, many years ago.
Interesting.
And
wow. Yeah, I guess mm-hmm. she's a social butterfly.
Well, yes, it's funny because Anna Strasberg and Lee Strasberg, I was getting discovered as a movie star, and Anna Strasberg had said to me, "I heard about you. You're the girl with beautiful eyes." I was 19, of course. So I was looking good. And then I decided not to do it. God said, "Don't do it, Rebecca. We'll put you in the media when you're 50." And I'm like, 50? I'm 19, for God's sake. But I listened, and here I am today.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
It's pretty great. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca, did you have sort of an interesting connection to James as well? I don't know if you wanted to tell him that or not.
Well, yes. James and I kind of run in the same circles, though we've never met each other. He knows several people that I know, and also Brian Hirst.
Because we're both movie stars.
Yes, right. We are. We know the same people. So anyway, that Brian Hirst, I was in a room with a small group, like he did small groups, and somebody brought me there.
And Brian Hirst is a medium as well.
Yes.
And he was my teacher that got me started. Yeah.
Right. And he and I now have a couple of clients in common too, but I was in there and I was just kind of going for the fun of it, and there was all these gals, and then there wanted to be all these, you know, really famous psychics, and he just turned to me and said, "You are the only real psychic in the room. You need to pursue it." I don't even know if I was working as a psychic then, to tell you the truth.
But you still had that ability.
I've always been psychic, as James has. I was born with psychic ability. And I'm born on a day that there's a lot of paranormal activity. So I don't know if James has had as much as I have, but I have a ton of it. It's very...
I probably had more.
Yeah, so it's fun to talk about, like, not only our psychic ability and being a medium, as Kelly, you might know, too, as experiencing the paranormal.
Oh, yeah. Which something is on, else.
What did you get for a birthday? Because that'd be interesting.
You're Three of Diamonds. You're familiar with that?
No.
Okay. So Three of Diamonds is a really difficult life path. So I can only imagine this has not been an easy thing for you to do.
No.
To want to do it or to come out. And I agree. March 20th is a very important day. I'm September 20th.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And then, but those 2 days actually bring in a lot of activity. Well, both of those 2 days.
Right.
Oh, and I was on a show last night, Sex with Emily, her podcast. And as we were introducing Rebecca, we heard a paranormal door.
Super creepy.
Yeah. We have a tape of it. I wanted to see if we could cue that up.
Wow, that's wild.
I couldn't hear it because I was on the phone.
You're going to hear it now. And it was throughout the whole podcast, but we got this.
Could we do that?
Well, I can accomplish a lot in 10 minutes.
That's perfect. Okay.
Okay, so where do you guys want me to go with this?
Don't be scared.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
What was that sound? It sounded like there was a ghost.
She went,
Rebecca,
I know.
Was there a ghost?
I think there was a door that
just
opened.
Did you just do that?
That was
I don't
not
know.
Me,
I didn't
no.
hear a door.
Did you have
oh my
a
God,
door
I'm
open
scared.
Behind
no,
you?
No, no.
That was like a creak. Okay. That was like a fake. That was like what you hear in like scary
no,
movies.
No, it sounded like a creaky scary. Door opening. Like somebody just opened the door and they're here
somebody's
for you, Emily.
Okay.
Who's
okay,
here
who's
for
there,
Emily?
Rebecca? Who's there?
I was so excited.
Oh. You weren't scared,
I got
Susan.
Goosebumps. I never believed that stuff before. And then it went on for about... 5 minutes, kept creaking open and closed, and she was talking. She couldn't hear it.
I couldn't hear it because I was on the phone, and I could barely
I
hear you guys.
Yeah, we'll play it one more. Just play the beginning before I start going crazy about it.
Could we do that?
Well, I can accomplish a lot in 10 minutes.
That's perfect. Okay.
Oh, okay. It's weird.
But that wasn't even the good one. It did it a couple times, and she thinks it's on her phone. She has some crazy ghosts that like to give her
get on the phone.
Paranormal experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
On her phone.
So, but for
it
me,
sure, it sure wasn't a text message.
That no,
notifying of a text message. Okay.
I don't think iPhone has the creepy door text message alert yet.
Well, I was on a landline.
Get one.
Yeah. Like so everybody has to listen to my podcast with Sex with Emily, so you can hear the other part of the door slamming.
Yeah, James, you should have James on that. I was like, what am I supposed to talk about? And then her dad showed up and he was telling me all about sexual stuff. I'm like, okay, well, I would just go with it. You know?
Talking about
sex with Emily.
Vibrators,
happy endings, as Susan says.
Yeah. Vibrators versus dildos. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yes, that sounds like Loveline again. Yes.
It was. Well, she's on Loveline.
Yes, I know. I've done the show with her.
Oh, that's right.
And that's when I first discovered the dildos and all that other stuff. It was an interesting conversation. Hey, so spirituality to the curb. Yeah.
Let me tell a little joke really quick since we're on that subject, okay? What do you guys, I think, James, you'll get this one, okay? How do you make pickle bread?
How?
Nobody knows?
Oh, I got it.
Dildo.
Dildo. Dildo. Thank you.
Nobody's
Rebecca Fearing, everybody.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm firing my agent.
Okay, we're moving on. We're going to bring our first guest on.
Sorry, that was corny, but I had to
good.
Go.
We have to go there.
Okay? It was whiny.
Because the rest of this podcast is going to explain why we're being this way today. It's a little different format. We have somebody on line one for you. Hello, Helene.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for calling out with Susan Pinsky.
You got to say that with a little more confidence.
You're here with James Von Prague, Kelly White, and Rebecca Fearing. And we're going to let James start and get to know you.
Hi.
Hi. Now give me the spelling of your name. That's why I asked.
What's the spelling
of your name? How do you spell your name?
H-E-L-E-N-E.
Helene. Okay. Where are you calling from, Helene?
I'm calling from home.
Where's home?
Oh, Pasadena, California.
Right. Pasadena, California.
Mm-hmm.
What's got a little cold.
What specifically can we help you with?
Oh, I just sort of, excuse me, my morning fog.
Okay, Rebecca, this is probably
no,
a start.
I'm
why
sort
don't
of
start first?
Fascinated a little bit. I'm not a true believer, but I do listen to Nuri on Coast
Oh, George Nuri.
Oh, George Nuri. Yes. I was just on the other night.
Yes, he's a really interesting guy.
And even though I'm skeptical when I listen, I'm thinking, maybe, you know.
Maybe there's something else.
Yeah, let's
there.
Give it a try.
Why don't you go psychically first?
I know. Okay.
Rebecca will tune into you on a psychic level, and then I'll see what I can pick up on a...
Okay.
Okay.
The first thing I'm doing is I'm seeing a gentleman on the other side that wants to communicate with you. You do have three individuals there with you, one shorter woman and two gentlemen. There's another thing that's going on in your home is that you have a little bit of paranormal activity. You might not quite recognize it, but it might be little things moved. There could be some lights going on and off. After this show, don't be afraid about that. They're trying to give you signs that they're with you and they love you. There's a lot of hummingbirds around, so you might want see one come right up to your face. People from the other side do send hummingbirds. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of red energy around you and swirling around one of the gentlemen, creative energy possibly in the show business, or you have been around show business people. I don't know if that's correct or not, but I'm feeling it really, really, really strong.
Sounds good.
Okay, so I'm going on a roll here. And Kelly and James, just pick up where I leave off.
Jump on in.
Yeah. And the gentleman who's nicely dressed and looks really wonderful and he's really handsome, he's standing right behind you and touching your shoulder. He smells good. That's good. Oh. And
Is that your father? Is that your father?
Helene. Is that your father that's behind you?
A gentleman who smells good.
I think there's two gentlemen.
Does that exist?
No, I believe that James is accurate with the father because there's two gentlemen there.
Your dad passed over, right?
Yeah.
Your father passed over, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so it's your father who's right behind you. That's who she's picking up. Is your father standing right behind you?
All right.
And when he leaves, it feels like there's unfinished business with your father. And there was a time where you didn't either something was not said correctly or you didn't something was not resolved before he passed over. Does that make sense to you?
Oh.
So
somewhat.
There were words that were not resolved.
Somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Somewhat. Well, I know it's true. I know it's true. So
she won't admit it.
She won't admit it, but it's true.
So, oh, no.
Yeah. So it's like you were very different personalities, you and your dad, very, very different than you are. And I know that at the age of 19, something happened where he did not understand you, age 19 with you. So, and I know that there would be a gypsy soul with you, a gypsy spirit. You like to travel and be free. Are you also ever writing? Did you ever want to write?
I did sometimes.
Yeah, because you have definitely an ability of writing, and I would have definitely believed in that more. I feel like you definitely wanted more support from your father, but he couldn't give it to you because he was not capable of doing that. And when you were 19, 20, you left the house or went away somewhere else.
That's correct.
You understand that? And mm-hmm. I just want to tell you that your father comes in very, very strong behind you, as Rebecca was getting, because he wants you to know that he does love you, and he's sorry he could not show that to you emotionally when he was alive. You understand that?
Well, my father.
Do you understand? Yes or no? Yes or yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
You were correct.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know because I just wanted to know with him that he's coming through that way and that he has a hard time showing his emotions when he's alive, but he wants to show you right now that he does love you when he's around you and he's sorry he couldn't demonstrate that when he was alive. Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
Drop the mic.
I just want to throw something in here. I also have a second male around you, and I'm getting a husband energy. Did you lose your husband?
Yes.
Okay, that's who I have. Was there a Tom around you? A man named Tom? Or a T? I get a Tom. Mm-hmm. Hello?
She's thinking. Okay.
But I have a husband around you. Had you already divorced the husband before he passed? Or were you still married to him? Okay. Well, I have him around you. And it must have been, how do I say this, more of a difficult marriage, possibly, with him?
No.
He was okay?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Okay. Well, that's good
she
to
was
know.
A difficult one.
I think you're right.
Had difficulty with me.
Okay, there you go. That's what I...
Just saying.
Yeah, there's something there.
I'm psychic.
Oh, absolutely. And you will see him. When it's your time, he will be there also to absolutely come and get you. But I do feel that... Did you have children?
Yes.
Okay.
Two.
Because he's talking about the children, and apparently you're a very strong mother and a very good-willed mother.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think so. But...
Is this your mother?
No.
Okay. And I think that's about all I have to say.
You guys are doing a great job.
Well, what I'm looking at, the first two men I got was also father, husband. Husband standing behind you also with his hand on your shoulder. I got that you had a good marriage. I also think you're strong-willed, but he loved you. He loved your character. He loved your spirit. He loved the fact that you loved him being in the limelight, which I'm not even sure if I'm correct about that, but I feel limelight around him. He looks really handsome right now, about 35 years old. He's giving me his ring to give to you, so I don't think he went with the ring.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you know what I'm talking
about? Time back.
Yeah.
Do you have his ring? Do you own his ring, Helene? Mm-hmm. Do you own his ring?
Well, do I own a ring?
No, oh his goodness. Ring. Helene, do you have his ring?
Do you own?
Yeah, somewhere. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. The reason I'm asking. Well, the reason
it's always the living they have trouble with, not the dead. Uh-huh. It's always the living.
The reason I'm asking is because he feels that you need to make sure that you put that in a safe place, and your jewelry needs to be procured in the right place. Because sometimes we have people coming in and out, we get lackadaisical, so be very careful with that. He also says he's by the kitchen, by the pretty French windows. You'd have a nice garden there, I think, because I'm back in the garden with him. He's sitting outside with his legs crossed, and he's talking about having a pretty full and happy life. I'm curious, has he been in the limelight? Because all around him, remember we were talking about celebrities? Right. I'm like getting everybody in here from Bob Hope to George Burns. I've got like, here we go. Oh, Elvis is in the house.
It's a variety show.
Helene was in the limelight.
Oh, it's Helene. Okay. Because we've got all of these people around from the other side that are knowing of you and your husband. So that it was him who let you be in the limelight. I don't know. There's something about that. But that's why he loves your spirit. He loves your hair right now. He says your hair looks gorgeous.
Your hair looks really good right now.
Doesn't it?
Oh, no.
Better than usual.
Yeah. Well, she has nice hair. But anyway, he also talked about the name George. I just talked about George Burns, but he also talked about the name John. And I know John is...
Georgia is my dog.
Oh, George.
No, George...
Oh, I had said the name George, yeah.
You said Georgia, yeah.
Maybe he's looking down on us.
I think so, darling. I think that's what that means.
Yeah, because I see that. And he's right there. But he also talks about the name John, who is alive now and could be very beneficial to you in some financial matters. But, Helena, you have to yourself be in charge of that. Your two children love you much. You see one of them more than the other. That's what I'm feeling. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. But love you very much. And you have some travel if you feel good, because you have to watch one leg, maybe a sciatica or your, I don't know. But he says that can be
I hope not.
Yeah, be careful with that now. Don't lift anything heavy. Yeah, I'm not saying anything bad,
don't lift anything heavy.
Oh, no, I know. You're giving me good advice.
Yeah, don't lift anything heavy, because you have some wonderful travel coming up around you, and you will be invited to go to Europe. And when I look at him, he makes me laugh so hard. So your husband's very funny and very handsome.
Oh, okay.
And your mother also passed over?
Yes, everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
She's really
everybody.
Strong around you. There's an oval picture of her, like an oval framed picture. And she wants to tell you that. And I love her with pearls on. She'll be these pearls.
Uh-huh.
And I love that image of her. And I know that you'd have some old pictures, photographs of her. One with the oval, she's telling me. And one with a hat on. Very interesting. And it's very funny. Rebecca was talking about the celebrity type of thing. I see state people of government, like heads of state somewhere. So I don't know if you used to travel with that, but I see that sort of thing around you.
You mean connected with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, somehow. Just in a way.
So how is that?
That would have been part of your life.
What was that?
I wouldn't say it was part of my life, but when I was a performer.
And you must have met heads of state.
And, yes, the Kennedys were
Now that's very interesting.
At the Sands
That's
Hotel.
Why Marilyn Monroe is here.
John.
Kennedy.
Kennedy. I thought he was alive, but
no,
you know.
No, it's strange that this should be today.
Well,
this,
I'm the same thing. This
Isn't
is,
that weird?
This is quite
but
the time to talk
about
him.
But they were anxious to have Sam Giancano, I think that the whole, area to support. They didn't do anything for it. They would just, Peter Lawford was part of the group, up there.
Oh, my gosh. So, Rebecca is having, a conniption.
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah.
She starts shaking her hands.
When I saw John, I saw Peter, but I saw the dog, probably George R. George. Uh-huh. Then I saw John, who I thought was alive, but I guess he's on the other side, unless there's another financial advisor. And I was getting Peter. And on the way over here, I was thinking it was strange we were doing this show today, because I've had a strange thing with the Kennedys also. But what? He's with you. He said you're beautiful.
Who's Peter? Peter
Lawford. I was thinking
Peter
about
Lawford.
That.
Peter Lawford.
We were talking about
Wait a minute. You want to hear something really even week. Weird? I had a dream about Peter Lawford last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's Peter Lawford? Then it's Peter Lawford who's married to a Kennedy.
We were trying to think of the name. Yep. We were sitting in the apartment.
So, late night cocktails.
I have goosebumps.
Marilyn showed up to tell us Peter Lawford.
Peter Lawford.
And these are just people you rub shoulders with, that you're part of a show.
Oh, yeah. When you're a celebrity, these are just everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know who this is?
No. They were the attention getters. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
A little bit of attention.
I want to ask you this one question, sweetheart. The back of your place where you live, has there been some thought about you have to get some construction done or change something around or something has to be repaired?
Oh, things are always being repaired here. Okay. It's a 90-year-old house.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah, because the back of that house, honey, I just want to warn you, the feeling I get here from your mom and your dad, it's very much, you've got to be very careful of who you take on to repair that. So maybe have one of the kids take care of it, but a construction person.
I'll help you.
Be very, very careful because they're going to take advantage, all right?
Well, there is something. It would be a fence, though. It'd be a wall.
Okay, and also a little foundation thing going on toward the back.
James.
So.
You're a contractor, James.
Yeah, no, I see it. I said there's a doorway going to the back
garden. Oh, were you asking for a business?
Yeah.
He's going to quote you a rate now, Helene.
He's going to be trustworthy.
James von Prague will not be outbid.
No, just be careful, sweetheart.
Or I'll send one of my friends that you're talking about.
Okay, Rebecca.
Oh, I should tell you one thing.
Wait. Don't tell us anything yet. Wait, hold on.
Hold on. Right. I just have to say for a minute, Susan and I were talking after her show, and I heard a woman in the background, and I said, it's old Hollywood. Remember I mentioned, you know what I just read for one of Betty Hutton's relatives? And I said, are you doing something with old Hollywood? Remember I asked you, I said, I feel Betty Hutton's in your car, okay? So did you know Betty Hutton?
No.
Okay, well, she's been around. She's old Hollywood, you know, and she...
I know. I was there.
Yeah, you were there. That's why. I was already kind of getting it last night. That makes sense, okay?
Uh-huh. I know. It's hysterical. Uh-huh. James von Prague actually said he got goosebumps, yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. That cracks me up.
That's pretty.
Okay, so this is Drew's mother.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that son of yours. Let's talk about that son of yours.
Mrs. Dr. Drew.
Wow.
Mrs.
That's fine.
She's the real Mrs.
Pinsky. I take all the credit.
And you should.
Couldn't have done it without me. I just wanted to tell you one thing, though, that in the line of what we're talking about. When I was a kid, my sister and I, my mother, a friend, used to get readings from, I don't know what kind of readings, but one day this friend convinced her to go along. And when she came back, it was sort of a history of our family. It lasted about many times. But then, as it turned out, she said, my sister, I can't give you a reading on her. I only see clouds, and that's all I see. I'm very sorry. But she said, now the younger one, I see those sort of animation, lots of talking. She'll make a living that way, maybe, like using her mouth or voice or whatever. It turns out that my sister grew up to be a pilot in the Women's Prayer in Command.
Wow. Mm.
And I became an opera singer.
Wow. Fantastic.
How wonderful.
So you have been to a psychic. You said you
know. No, that was my mother.
Oh, your mother. So your mother wants you to know that.
No. My mother just, I don't know that she ever, they didn't believe it till it happened.
It was just a laugh as far as she was concerned.
I had no idea that you
knew
the
Kennedys. Well, no, I don't think she laughed at it. She just didn't think about it. And I think she believed it in a way, but just could not imagine how it did hang out.
Oh, wow. Well, and then whenever someone gives you a reading about your future, you go, yeah, thanks, and, have a nice life. And then you turn around 30 years later and go, wait a second.
Yeah,
I swear to God, there was a day where someone told me A, B, C, and D.
People have come up to me during book signings and said, you said blah, blah, blah. And I go, did I really? Oh, yeah, you did. I said, I don't remember. You know, you don't remember what you gave out. I love your son. I'm going to just tell you, I just love your son.
Oh, thank you.
And you've done a great job. So
if you get a message from my husband, tell him I'll talk to him when I get there.
Oh.
Yes, because I've spoken with your husband before. So, yeah.
He comes around all the time.
Well, you know, it's interesting in that he was talking about her health and well-being, and he was a doctor. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's why you said be careful with your sciatic. Don't lift anything heavy.
I don't have anything like that yet.
Well, keep it that way.
Keep it that way.
And, Helene, are you aware that when we do this show, sometimes your husband comes through?
No.
He does.
That's why I said if he does, tell him I'll talk to him when I get there.
She doesn't want to talk right now.
Well, you're adorable. Nice speaking with you.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun. Anyway, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, keep the artwork safe. He's talking about her artwork.
Oh, and she can Well, the artwork, she gave me some artwork. And,
He says my wife likes artwork. Keep it in a safe place or in the place where the sun won't hit it.
Yes.
I don't know exactly, but he says, please tell her before she goes off the air about that.
Okay.
So he's pretty protective of you. He loves you.
I don't allow sunlight in.
Yeah, don't leave yet.
Share the rubies with me, okay?
Make sure you hide your jewels and you protect the artwork, and I'll help you with all this.
And look over the doggy, because the doggy can see more. So.
Well, Well,
the doggy likes Mort, by the way.
I might just call you again sometime.
I know. It's exciting, isn't
on?
It?
So, a lot going
so
on.
So who was here? We had Kennedy, John Kennedy. Mm-hmm. We had Marilyn Monroe.
Well, Bobby mostly. Bob was on.
Oh,
here,
Bobby. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then
John went through once.
And then who was the other one, Rebecca?
Ben Hutton. Betty Hutton's been here for a couple of days. But Elvis, I don't know, we're having a lot of people because we're all three here.
Yeah.
Did you ever get to meet Elvis Presley or have anything to do? Because he says he's pointing to you a lot. He's like, you tell that man I want to talk to him.
I haven't brought him through yet.
Oh, he's going to come to you. You might, in fact, you're going to meet somebody he was involved with. I don't know if it's Priscilla or Lisa. I don't think so. It's somebody else.
I did meet his girlfriend from high school that he dated for about 10 years.
Yeah, that's what he said. He
said I was at a benefit and I met her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because he knows that.
Yeah.
And we're
talking about him at the benefit.
Crazy. Right. So I've met so many of his girlfriends. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know he had. I mean, I guess he did have a lot of girlfriends.
Of course he did.
Yeah, but that's what he said. You had a connection.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he hasn't met you yet, but he says you're lovely.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And somebody's going to meet somebody that has a dog named Oreo, and that will prove that he was here today. So we'll have to wait.
Oreo. Okay. Oreo. That's good.
Oreo. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
Very good. And do we have any more questions for Helene? Or are we finally releasing her from this crazy experiment?
Poor Helene. Poor Helene.
Helene, do you have any questions for us?
No, not specifically. I might one day think of one and call you back.
Well,
Helene, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you ever sit in front of the mirror and comb your hair, brush your hair out?
Well, I stand in front of the mirror.
And you do that because your mother watches you do that every day.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have like a little set of a comb and a brush set, an old-fashioned brush and comb set?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, she tells me that. She loves that. She's with you all the time.
Oh.
Just got to tell you that, all right?
That's an old-fashioned way to do it, though. She was a Victorian.
That's why.
What makes sense.
Now, what about the paranormal experience in her stuff in her house that is that you said
I think it's her husband.
For?
I think it's her husband.
Yeah. He comes to my house, too.
Oh, without a doubt. And he closes windows. He touches things. And
does he open doors and go,
he's going to be wandering around here?
He wanders around there, darling. You're not alone. You are not alone, my love.
You're well-loved. He loves you.
James.
All right.
Is your mother's passed? Is that correct?
My mom's passed, yes.
She's here.
Should we let Helene go first before I do a reading for
me? I'm sorry, but she's button here. She's like, I want to talk to my son. So,
Helene, I want you to do me a favor, though. I want you to stay on the line and listen to our next caller, okay?
All right, I will.
Thanks, honey.
Bye.
Well, I'm sorry, James. Your mom is like, that's my boy. She wants me to
okay, go right ahead, Rebecca.
She loves
go
you very
it.
Much. She said that you were a very interesting child, that you have a lot of talent, not just being a medium, but other talents that are very, could be lucrative, but not just lucrative, but rewarding. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I know your name is James, but did they call you Jimmy when you were little? Or they didn't, but is there another James around you? Okay, then I don't want to change this. So there's another person coming in with the name Jimmy that's going to be important also. Mm-hmm. But you have a lot of new endeavors coming up. It's not just, well, you're doing the cruises, but you have other things that are really, really big.
Okay,
and they're
great.
New. It's like a reinvention.
Well, I need it. Thank you, Mold. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And then your mother shows me a place that's all glass and also
very true.
A place that is a house that is like nice. It's had a nice kitchen. You also, your mom comes and sits in the room. It's not carpet on the floor. It's something hard. So I don't know if you have
tile.
Yeah. Because not even wood. It's hard. And she says the woman, you have a housekeeper now that you like because there's somebody in your house that your mom didn't care for, so she was kind of just showing me how to. Does that make sense to you?
I can't replace that, but
okay. Well, she says if you're going to have anybody new in there, especially doing any work on your home, the advice she's giving to you is what you gave Helena.
Okay.
And she also says, but she's so excited about all the new endeavors.
That makes sense.
Kelly, you might be part of some of it also.
Oh, yay!
And you have the rose garden at your house, don't
I do.
You?
Yes.
She says beautiful rose garden, and she's going to put like one of the roses, a big one, maybe yellow. I don't know if you have yellow roses.
What her rose is a yellow rose. Oh.
Yeah. She loves it, James. She says she loves it so much. Yeah. And then she also told me that you have a whole crowd of people around you all the time, and she's always talking to them and trying to help you help them. So she's like a master of ceremonies on the other side.
Oh, great.
You're a posse.
And now, are you from New York at all?
I am from New York.
Yeah, because she said, you know, we're New Yorkers, Rebecca, New Yorkers. Okay, thanks. I didn't know that. Okay, mm-hmm. And because I don't know all your details. So, and then she told me also that Papa, who's Papa? It might be you. Okay, your father's passed
Papa?
Now?
Yes.
I know we didn't expect that, but her father is talking to your mother, and he told me...
Kelly's father, just recently passed.
Oh, he's here. He loves you. He's good. He made it to this site. James's mom is the master of ceremonies. Your father's been trying to come through James to help you. And he told me he's fine. He didn't mind the no shoes at the end, so I don't know. I thought he was cremated, but is he in the... I hate to say that, but is he in the casket?
No, he was cremated.
Okay, so he's happy about that, because he didn't want to be in there with no shoes. You know how people do that? Okay, he's like, that's fine. I want to be cremated. I'm good. He looks young, maybe 30, 35. Mm-hmm. And he told me about jockeys. Do you like the horses, or did he ever like the horses?
I'm not that I'm aware of.
Or was that a boxers or briefs question?
No.
Actually, where I went.
No. I think it has something to do with horses, or somebody will ask you about the horses.
Or gambling.
Is that you, James?
No.
Okay, then it's somebody will come up with these. Now, not that you're not good at this, but if you have a hunch, fine. If not, just tell them I don't do that. Okay, not that you wouldn't do it, but they're kind of concerned about this person, what they're all about. And it's not you. You're good at what you do. It's maybe them. They're a little tricky. You'll know what I'm talking about. It definitely has horses, and it's not underwear. And also, I don't know. He's so happy to be here. He's shaking a little bit. He's so excited. But his mom is calming him down. So we're all good. I don't know his name, and he hasn't given it to me.
Have you guys ever read each other? The two of you?
Well, we sit in the development circle.
What does that mean, development circle?
You sit, if you can, as often as you can, at least once a week, and you really sit and just meditate and just open yourself up to spirit and let them work with your energetic body and really learn how to discern between what's coming into your own mind and that of the spirit world and sensitizing you and building up the power.
What do you? I know this might sound like a stupid question, but for me and for a lot of people, what do you mean by meditate?
Focused. Focus. Okay. Focus of where you're putting your mind. Focusing your mind. So. If just focusing on your breath, the breathing, that's fine. Or focusing on the word love is fine. And it's just really getting back. Opening up to your heart space, to your soul. Going back to your soul and recognizing your soul and living
that.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. So we have another person who needs to open up his soul now.
Susan is just floating away here. It's okay, Susan.
Into the next caller, we have Bert.
Bert.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky.
Oh, boy. Thank you. Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't like this guy. I know who this is. I know. He has red hair.
I did.
Well, you did.
You're not allowed to read him.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. He's in television. Wait, hold on. He's...
James,
am I going to be on your show? That's all I'm asking.
Oh,
great.
Okay, hold on. Oh, my God. Okay, Rebecca doesn't know you.
James, I predict you will not be on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's something wrong with this line. How are you, Bert?
I'm fine, James. How are you?
Good. Good to hear you. I'm not going to say anything because I know you are, so let these girls work with you.
Oh, no. It's good to hear everybody's voice. I've been listening, and it's interesting.
It's interesting.
Okay, Bert, the first thing I wanted to talk about is that you're pretty psychic yourself, because a lot of creative people
are. That's psycho, not psychic. I've known Bert many years. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, but you have a ton of purple energy coming off of one side of you and a lot of red on the other one, so I don't know if you consider yourself intuitive or psychic. Like James says, and I always say, and Kelly probably too, that everybody is born with psychic ability. I call it the caveman intuition. Now, if you have a hunch or a vibe about something, whether it's good or bad, please go with it. Don't ignore it. You can't always tell people because, they'll say, oh, you're wrong because you're ahead of the game, okay?
Can I just interrupt you?
Maybe you could talk a little faster.
Okay. But Bert,
I'm trying to get it out.
From what I know about Bert, and I don't know him that way, I know Bert a little bit, but I think you're pretty intuitive because what you do for a living, you're very, very intuitive when you do that work, right?
Well, I don't know if intuitive. Maybe in my line of work, I would call what I do maybe instinct. I would think that people
same thing.
Do
instinct,
what I do. Maybe
intuitive.
If you have a good instinct, then you have the right instinct, then maybe you can do your job well. I don't know about intuitive. I'll leave that to you guys.
Yeah. No, but you have a lot of it, so just pay attention. You also have four girls that are here behind you. Whoa, you got a big fan club there.
Wow, Bert.
I know. And you're going to help another girl. She's a young starlet of some type. And
ooh,
you're gonna...
let's not talk about that on the radio.
Uh-oh.
No starlets. No starlets,
please. That's private.
Uh-oh. Oh, Kelly, why don't you take over then? So I'm getting into the private stuff here.
Hey, Bert, when is your birthday? Bert,
I interrupted you. Go ahead.
When is your birthday? You're a Gemini or a Taurus? You're a Gemini?
I am. Well, that's good, James. I'm an Aries, but you're close.
What is your birth date, Bert?
April 3rd.
April 3rd. Okay. So, that's very interesting. You also come in this lifetime, very similar to you, Gina. You much touch you must touch a lot of people, and you have a lot of change. And what I picked up originally, as soon as I heard your name, was that you have a big change coming, and I'm not sure what the change is, but it looks like some sort of in your career, you have some big thing that's about ready to explode on the universe out there. I have no idea who you are or what you do, but it's something big that's going to come up very quickly.
Well, I'll tell you, if it's not with Dr. Drew, we're all in trouble. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. Oh, okay. But you came in to touch a lot of lives. Okay. Very active guy. Very active. And I see you moving.
That's true. That's very true with you. You move like crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does.
And Bert, have you recently thought about your health, your well-being, your weight? Because I see you getting in really good shape. I don't know if you had a little bit of a weight issue before, but you look good now. Keep working on it, especially around, just your stomach area. So you want to stay healthy and
active. Does that make sense to you?
Does it make sense to me about that I would like to stay in shape?
No,
and all
did
that?
You lose weight or is your?
No, well,
you look pretty good. Last
I'd love to lie and tell you I've lost weight, but no, I have not. But I haven't gained it either, so that's good.
You look pretty good, but you do got to watch out for your head. So that's the main thing because you're in Aries. Aries rules the head area, so that's the weakest part of the body. So if you ever get headaches, you pay attention to that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've always been told I have a weak head.
I'm not touching that.
Go ahead.
Okay, and there's some amazing writing that you're going to be doing. You have a ton of stuff with writing right now, and I feel like you have some great photos that might go in a couple of things that you're being doing with a book.
Are you writing a book? Have you thought about it? You should be.
I am not writing a book, but I can tell you that everybody that I know tells me I should write a book.
You should write a book right around now. Now is the time, and you could do it really well.
It's one of the things that you came in to do, actually, is to write.
Okay.
And you can teach people that book. You know, you could definitely teach people what you left behind. You know, you can definitely do that. I would do that if I were you.
Okay.
And let me ask you this question. Are you going to Italy at all?
No.
Okay, because you have a ton of Italian energy. I don't know if you believe in past lives, but several of the people from the limelight that you've been working with are coming towards you, even the ones that have passed, to tell you that you should accept the invitation to Italy. But you have to make your own decision. I talk about the future as these guys do too. And you won't know about it until maybe early next year, possibly in the springtime. There's also around you, you know, I mean, this is giving me the chills and I don't know who's going to really take this seriously, but we do have Marilyn Monroe in the house now.
She heard her name.
Yeah, and she thinks that you're amazing.
There you go, Bert. You see that? Yeah. You're a magnet, Bert. A magnet.
Wait, hold on. James, she's talking about Marilyn Monroe and me. Be quiet. I need to hear that.
And Italy, okay.
And Italy, right. Uh-huh.
Well, Marilyn told me that she's actually going to come to you in a very unusual way, and you're going to know that I'm telling the truth today. She says that you do know people that she knows or people that she was acquaintances with. She also told me to tell you that that you do, like Kelly said, some have amazing new opportunity coming up, which is in 2014, 15, and 16. So take good care of your health, and you'll be able to do that. There are many celebrities around you from this, I guess on this side and this and the other side that are gathering around you. But I'm telling you, she likes you for a reason. You might be in contact just strangely with her publicist, who's obviously still living, and a two other gentlemen that she knew that you know. And she told me to tell you that you have a ton of stuff coming in the East Coast, which is New York City, and also something to do with London. So you have opportunities to travel. She's actually likes to come to your house. She's giving me the chills, okay, you guys? And I don't know who has any kind of – do you have an office that kind of runs down Wilshire at all?
No.
Okay. So you're going to be going and doing some meetings off of Wilshire, and she says that you can be coming into a lot of money. This is not money
Kelly
made.
Kelly does, though.
My office
and Kelly
is right
a lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
Kelly works a lot of celebrities.
Oh. Right off of Wilshire.
She works with celebrities all the time.
Let's get off of Wilshire and go back to the money.
Okay.
But
you're on Wilshire Boulevard. Okay, that makes sense because you had told them all the opportunity coming in, too, and your office you – Wilshire and a lot of celebrities. Kind of makes sense. So Maryland's kind of attached to you too, I guess. But anyway, yes, you have a ton of money. You have three contracts. You'll decide which one you want to sign. They'll be coming up next year, something to be renewed possibly. But as long as you take care of your health, you will not die a poor man. You will die a very, very rich man, and you will be able to help others with some of your donations and things that you'll do down the line.
Susan?
Can you donate some to Hillsides for me?
Susan, I don't tell Drew about the rich part. Very close to me.
Let's hope.
Hey, did you know Leonard Stern?
No, I mean, I know who Leonard Stern is, but no, I didn't know.
Is he still alive? Or has he passed over?
No, he's gone. He did Get Smart. If
I get Leonard Stern around you. Isn't that weird? I get him
well,
around you.
Well, you know, it's funny. I know somebody that whose uncle was Leonard Stern.
I just really feel him around you. Leonard Stern. Isn't that weird?
It's yeah,
weird.
That is. That's
it's a real weird.
Yeah.
See if that comes up in next month. That's really weird.
Okay.
Leonard Stern. It's like
is he a producer?
He's a producer-writer.
Yeah, Leonard Stern, I want to say, produced Get Smart and a lot of the old shows in the 60s, a lot of good comedies.
Right.
I believe.
Yeah, see if something comes up around that, because that's really weird.
Okay.
And you better start writing that book, because I'll slap you if you don't. It's going to be good. Right. Now's a good time for you to start this book, I'm telling you.
All right.
About your career, you really should.
Bert, as someone who's possibly skeptical of all this, does any of this kind of hit you in an interesting way?
It's all very interesting to me. And why do you think I'm skeptical, by the way?
You tell me.
I don't know that I'm skeptical.
I think he's pretty open. He's seen me work before.
I was going to say, just because most of the men we've had on are like, shut up. This is crazy.
Right, right.
So I think I just assume when I hear a man that you're not quite as open to it as some of our
female callers. Well, but most of the men do not know Marilyn Monroe.
Okay? That's
And Bert knew a lot of old-time actors.
Oh, that's so cool.
And,
yeah, they're all around him. I mean, I have anybody from Red Buttons to Marilyn Monroe. I also have, I don't know, there's so many different men here
come up with
and
the
women. There's like, but he's surrounded by people. And you know what's funny is that you're on Wilshire. Are you by Westwood at all, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm right in Beverly Hills.
Okay, so you're very close to where Marilyn Monroe is buried.
Oh,
so that's
right.
I think she's going to try to contact you guys. But I'm feeling...
She's a busy woman?
Yeah, I feel
she gets around.
You know, I also feel a lot of musicians. I see the Rat Pack. There's so many people.
Rat Pack was Helene.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, what are they all doing here? Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, Helene worked with Sinatra.
Oh well, he's here now.
She used to the front. She was the opening act for Sinatra.
Oh well, he's here. See, I didn't see him. They're all coming in now. So you got to tell Helena if you're listening.
But
we got Frankie here.
I'm looking for somebody in specifically for Bert.
And I want to ask about. You know, this sounds really really weird, but and Bert, I know your background, but I'm not. Do you even know Monty Hall? Is he still alive?
No.
Yeah, he's Monty. Yeah, Monty's still alive.
Oh, he is?
Do you know him?
Let's
make a deal.
He was alive when we started this call.
I mean, do you know him, or do you ever talk to that guy?
I have talked to him, but if you're asking, is he a friend or something, no.
Okay.
Okay.
See if that comes into your path, too.
Okay.
That's weird.
Well, we got a whole room here from Frank Sinatra, and now we got Liz Taylor. We got everybody in here, Bert, so you know what? I'm not sure which one you're looking for. I'm looking
Hi, Liz.
Are you looking for a female? Real pretty gal with blondish. See, that's Marilyn again. I don't know what she's doing here, but she's here.
I'm always looking for.
Yeah.
You're very intuitive.
She thinks you're cute.
But I'm glad you brought up the Rat Pack because Helene worked in Vegas as a singer and she fronted Sinatra, which is really good.
Well, he's here. He's a little late to the gate, but hi, Frank.
Susan?
Yes.
Was Helene on? Was she on?
Yes,
yeah,
she
right
was.
Before you.
She's probably.
Yeah, and by the way, just I got to tell you that just yesterday I went and bought and ordered one of her movies called Jungle Moon Man. Johnny Weissmuller, and I watched it last night.
Oh, wow.
I watched the whole thing last night.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
But horrible to me.
She was fantastic. She was a film noir actress.
Oh.
But
yeah.
She was actually good. She was always the villain.
Yeah.
Hey, Bert, did you have relatives in Florida who knew something about Florida, going to Florida, being in Florida, having a house, something in Florida? Did your relatives never had any people down there?
Not a relative, no.
Has that become lately about Florida?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but it's not unfinished yet. So there's something still coming up with that Florida thing.
I'm going to repeat that to a friend of mine who just talked to me about Florida.
Okay. Would you do that? Because it's not finished yet. Yeah, it's not finished.
Yeah.
So there's some more stuff going on in Florida. That's what I'm getting.
Wow.
Are you gonna be around, Bert? You're going to be too busy for Dr. Drew.
Who's asking me that?
Susan.
Oh, I am.
Dr. Drew's wife.
Dr.
Drew.
Is Dr. Drew.
Oh, they're.
Good answer.
It's true, though.
It
is. If he wasn't married to me, he'd be married to Bert.
That's true. This is true. Yes.
Listen, Susan knows this, and it's true. I've been in this business for a long time, and I've worked with so many, and I'm not just saying this because I'm with you guys, but I have never worked with anybody like this man in my entire life.
That's true.
He is one of the nicest, kindest, knowledgeable human beings I've ever met, and that, I swear to you, I say that to everybody. I just happen to be talking to you guys.
You said that to me years ago, but that's the right bird.
He's look.
So you also knew a few other famous people back in the day. I'm wondering if you would like to talk about them.
Well, listen, I am a huge fan of 50s television, and I think that's what Susan's referring to. A huge fan. As a matter of fact, I'll go as far as to say I believe they did it a lot better than us, much better than us. I think it was television was much better. But I grew up, I'm a child of the 50s, so I grew up idolizing and loving kid shows, like Howdy Doody, which was a big, very important influence, believe it or not, to me, and all of the variety shows, Perry Como and Dean Martin, and this was not normal for, by the way, a 10-year-old to want to watch the Perry Como show at all. And lucky enough, I got to meet most of my idols as I got into this business.
Are any of
so
those spirits
lucky
here?
Well, believe it or not, I was just in the I was just around Ozzy and Harriet's memorabilia, and I carted around their son David's like case in my car. And you know what? I was in the warehouse, and I picked up Ricky Nelson. He was the one that passed away in the plane crash, right? I picked up a picture of him, I looked up and I saw him in front of me. Nobody was there in front of me. He looks good. And I was thinking how good his hair looked, and then I saw him walk right next to me, and then boof, just gone. So yes, the Nelsons I just had a little connection with. Also, I've had tons of celebrities come to me, from King Henry VIII, believe it or not, to, I mean, John Kennedy, as we were talking, Marilyn Monroe, probably all of them. I just recently got to read, for I think it was the mother on Leave It to Beaver. She's still living.
Barbara 90. Billingsley?
I think so.
Barbara Billingsley.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hold on. And talking to you, this would make sense. I think she may be gone, but then it would still you could have still met her.
Well, then that's not Leave It to Beaver. Then it's Dennis the Menace. It's one of the two.
Gloria Henry.
It's one of the two.
Yeah.
She was the mom on one of those shows.
I'm the only lunatic that would say. Yeah.
Well, I can't remember. She looked really good for 90s. But
Bert, did you know?
By the way, I must tell you, I yesterday, as long as we're talking about this, if the name means anything to any of you, I ran into June Lockhart. Does that name mean anything?
I know June Lockhart. I did a reading for June Lockhart years ago.
Yeah, I ran into her yesterday. She was the mother on Lassie and also on Lost in Space.
Sure.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Did you know Jay North? Did you meet Jay North?
Oh, that's a whole...
And guess where he lives, Bert? He lives in Florida, by the way.
I do know he lives in Florida.
Yes.
And I know Jay, and he's had a very, very a horrible, horrible life.
Yes, I know Jay.
That's Dennis, right?
Yeah, played Dennis
the Menace.
Yeah. We'll talk about that some other time, but that's the stories there.
Well, I'm not surprised you ran into June Lockhart. You know, yesterday I had a woman in my office. This is a true story. She said, Rebecca, I got into a car accident, and I was in the hospital. No, it wasn't a car accident. She was exposed to mold. She had been in a car accident. She says, I was in the hospital, and I was kind of loopy still, and I saw this man in a white suit walking back and forth, and he was agitated, like 5 minutes agitated, and she recognized him from the man in Lost in Space that played the evil doctor, right? So she's like, okay, am I going crazy? What's the guy in Lost in Space doing here? Well, make a long story short, she came in, she told the nurse, that man from Lost in Space is walking back and forth, he's agitated. She says, oh my God, he was in the next room, we tried to revive him and he just died. She actually saw him in a white suit ready to go. He didn't want to be revived.
Unbelievable.
So I just heard that story yesterday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No
accident.
Yeah, I know. When I hang up with you guys, I'm never going to be the same.
You thought you had a tough day yesterday.
It's very true. Sit in the jacuzzi. You'll be fine.
And you knew Jerry Mahoney, right?
Well, Paul Winchell.
Paul Winchell. I remember Jerry Mahoney and Knucklehead Smith.
Now, this is not a ghost
thing. I was hoping they'd
thing.
Come in today for you.
Yeah, they are not. Thank you. They are not dead. They are in my living room, just so you know.
You own the original puppets?
Original is a strange word, but I have two of them. I've got Jerry and Knucklehead, and Paul Winchell was probably the closest. By the way, for those who don't know who he was a big television star in the 60s and probably the most popular ventriloquist, but the best part of Paul Winchell, the best part of trivia, is that he invented the artificial heart.
What?
You're kidding.
I did know that.
That's insane.
Yeah. First one to have a patent on the artificial heart. But I was lucky enough to know him, and I was probably the closest thing to him.
You got the puppets. You didn't get the heart. You got the puppets. There you go.
No, you're right. Yeah. But if he would have given me a choice, I'd have taken the puppets.
Yeah.
I loved him.
He's
he
got
great.
The puppets.
Great guy.
Yeah, I've got him. Yeah, he was a man. The Jerry and Knucklehead in my living room, along with Howdy, who stands in a glass case.
Oh. See, I wasn't old enough. I'm not old enough to remember this. It was my brother's era. So, but I do remember the names from him.
Well, I have a Howdy Doody doll.
Yeah,
and I think that one of my sisters shaved the head off, though.
Oh,
I'm
no.
not the head off, the hair. So Howdy Doody with very little hair.
I like this song.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Wow. That's a bad picture. I've got that picture by myself.
Can we keep Bert on when I bring
Bert? Oh, I think Bert's great. I love Bert.
Yeah,
yes,
can
keep
you,
on.
We have another guest in the studio that you love, Bert, and you're allowed to stay.
Who is it?
Our mystery guest. It's Valerie.
Yay.
Hi, Bert.
The reason why we have a show, Rebecca did a reading for me a couple months ago when I was wondering if I should do this show or not. She says, oh, it's going to be really successful. Can I be on it? And I said, well, I guess it's going to be successful if you want to be on it. And she said, oh, and somebody named Alan is going to help you with it. And I was like, I had no clue who that was. And Valerie's been instrumental in actually getting most of my guests together from the blue. I don't know where she finds. She's got a big Rolodex full of names. She just
Valerie Allen, just so we're clear.
Valerie Allen.
It's all my fault.
Yes.
We love Valerie Allen.
We love Valerie Allen.
Thank you.
And we're going to let her have a reading, and you can stay if you'd like. Unless you
I'm
have
not
other...
sure that Valerie, this could clearly affect our relationship.
Well, Bert, I think we're all in this together, you know. So if it's a big success for you, it's a big success for me.
In Yiddish, there's a word called mishpucha.
Yes.
Family.
Yeah, mishpucha.
It's a mishpucha.
Well, it's up to you. If you want to go, you can go. But we really appreciate you coming on.
I'm going to let you deal. I'm going to let Valerie do what she's got to do. And let me just thank you all, and I appreciate it. And Susan, thank you for inviting me. And James, we must get together.
Yes, Bert, for sure.
Do you want to plug yourself on the way out?
What? Oh, no, you guys can do that. Okay. Bye, thanks.
Bye, Bert.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
That's an executive producer for you. He's the executive producer of Dr. Drew on Call.
Good.
And he's my husband's husband. He lives with us.
I've known Bert many years. Lovely man. Lovely soul.
So, Valerie, thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure. This is a big surprise.
And thanks for all your help.
You're welcome, Susan.
I love you.
Love you, too.
So, who do you want? You can go eeny, meeny, miny,
moe. May I ask, what is your birth date?
July.
July what?
July 2nd.
July 2nd. Oh, you're a powerful gal. You're a very powerful gal. I would say, do you mind if I just start?
Go for it.
All right. I would say that you are a female with a male brain, that you came in
that
to...
That is so true.
Yeah, and extremely powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you could run easily a big corporation.
She does.
Okay. Big,
yeah,
big,
she
big
does,
time.
Yeah.
Okay, because you've got that big power behind you, and you came in to do powerful things, and you came in to move mountains. And did your father pass?
He did, yes.
Okay, so I get your dad on your right side, and he must be with his father because there's two males right over there, too.
Okay.
And I also get a little tiny dog around you.
Aww.
So I'm not sure if you lost a dog, but I have a tiny here. Dog and a big, and a father, a big, your father was strapping, tall, and handsome.
He also,
he could move a mountain is what I'm getting.
He
okay,
could.
And you have the same ability. And he wants, it's like he wants to shake that tree for you to tell you it's okay to be powerful. Like you came in as an Amazon. Don't be afraid of it. You're not going to lose friends over it. It doesn't matter. He's very, very matter of fact and responsible. And he's
kind of sound like him.
Yeah. that's what I'm getting.
She's
from
channeling.
Him. Okay. And I know that a man named Michael is important to you, and I don't know that who Michael is, but I'm getting a Michael that's important to you. Maybe he's coming in. I'm not sure who this man is, but I have somebody named Michael that is going, it's on this side, not past, that somebody is here who is going to help you going on further.
Wow, I know a ton of Michaels.
There's one in particular that's going to help you in your next venture, of which you're going to be having very, very soon. There's a lot of change in this room. A lot of things are changing for everybody in this room, but you have another big, powerful change coming up. And your dad is saying, take care of your mom. What's the matter with your mom? Is your mom ill? There's something about your mom.
My mom has passed.
Okay, did he take care? I don't know.
Yes.
Are you harboring feelings with your mom? there's something with there. I'm not sure if you made amends. I'm not sure what it is, but there's some sort of feelings there with between your you and
she
your mother.
She misses her horribly.
Okay.
I miss them both.
Do you have her glasses?
Glasses?
Whose glasses do you own? Your dad's glasses or your mom's glasses? Do you have any glasses that belong to somebody?
Oh, gosh. I don't think I have anybody's glasses, but my dad wore glasses, and
don't be surprised if you find them, Valerie. Don't be surprised if someday you come upon them. It's really weird. And you know, internationally. Do not be surprised if you get something internationally coming up through clients or whatever. They're going to be doing something or broaden from domestic to international.
Could happen.
It's going to happen.
Really?
Whether it's Europe or Canadian, it's going to happen. It's something
she already
international.
Does press in Europe.
And I love that.
But there's going to be more international stuff for you, really, really strongly. Is your daughter 12 now? How old is she?
She's 10 and a half.
She's 10, because at 12, there's a really great something great happening. I don't know what that means. If she's going to go to boarding school. Or something, but
boarding
something.
School.
Great for her.
That would be horrible.
Not with this mother.
But I love something at 12 years of age. Really, really great there. So
James, yeah. She's gonna go to boarding.
Not boarding school.
School,
but I mean, I don't know.
That's not great.
Not
you said
special
your
school
away.
Or something. Maybe a special school. And what about Paris? Or do you like Paris or France?
Oh my gosh!
Because
yes.
I
my mother. Oops.
I see.
Was supposed to say that my mother was from France.
Okay, because I see you going.
We
to
adore Paris.
Okay, because I see you going to Paris, and I see you 12 years of age with your daughter. There's gonna be something very strong with France and Paris.
And not boarding school.
Tell you something.
My daughter put that she wanted to go to Paris on her Christmas list.
Oh, well, it's going to happen.
Give her a year and a half.
It's going to happen, and I love it, and I love the whole thing with you working with France, too. It might sound really weird, whether it's radio, TV, but it's going to be something there, definitely
good.
International.
Let's go. Take Dr. Drew.
Love it, okay. Yes, and I'll be there, too, with you.
All right.
And,
new TV show.
It's really, really good. I like that. I like that a lot. And you know what? It's really...
Is Bert going to produce the show?
We'll talk about that.
Only if James gets to be
there
on
you
it,
go.
Too.
There you go. And did you have a dent in the car and someone dented your car on, like in a parking lot or a shopping center and all of a sudden someone surprised you with this little dent in the back of the car on the side panel?
I don't have a dent in my car, but last night, you know, when you're backing up, and I almost backed up into somebody, but I didn't hit them and they didn't hit me.
Okay, because I just got from your dad that you got to be careful about the you know, dent or something in the parking lot or something.
So okay. That might be me. Every Christmas, I hit a pole. Uh-huh. I don't know why.
No.
I'm so busy.
I'm sorry. I think James is on to something because I saw your father and he told me to tell you, Valerie, big kisses. And I actually got that right before Bert got off the line, but I'm like, I know Valerie's out there. So big kisses. But he says to pay attention when you're driving. Sometimes we're rushing when we're buying holiday gifts. Uh-huh. And there's a silver car. I don't know. Do you have a silver car by any chance? Are you driving a charcoal?
My car's black.
That's no. My car.
Mercedes?
No.
BMW.
I have a silver
BMW.
Car.
No, then it's a, yeah, no. No, it's a silver car that you want to make sure that you be careful. No.
I'm not allowed to butt in, but.
No, you can butt in.
Sorry, but every year I ruin my bumper at Christmas.
Well, anyway, pay attention when you're driving.
It could happen
don't
to
rush.
You, Valerie.
Yeah.
Give your mother's ring, her beautiful ring. She said you have a ring. So it must be a diamond ring or gauge ring, so you have it.
It's right here.
Okay. Oh. I just saw it really clearly, and she just wants me to tell you that. And there's so much love that she gives you that. And she said, you're never alone. You know, sometimes you feel alone, even the work you're doing around, you're not. So just got to tell you that. And everything you do is great, that people look after
it
you.
Is.
They do look after you. And you might feel alone or solitude, but you're not.
Every time Valerie gets a reading here, I choke up.
No, you know, it's being a publicist is really...
Valerie's
a thankless job.
And Valerie's the best in the business.
Because everybody's like, oh, do I have to pay this money? And do they really work? And you don't really know what they do behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And when you're in show business and you have a really great year, it's really fun to have a publicist. But then when you have a bad year, you still have a publicist. You're like, oh, crap. Do I need a publicist?
You know, Valerie, you give your heart. You always give your heart. Since I've known you've given your heart, and you still give your heart. And, you know, Valerie will find stuff for me. And, you know, say, yeah, you want to be on this show? It's like, okay.
Yeah, and she's more than a publicist. She actually
she takes
manages.
Care of people. She
does run a corporation.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm by far the least famous and successful person in this room, but I would think that as a publicist, she makes a living putting other people's best foot forward and talk about thankless. My God.
Oh, and it's been
tough
with
Dr. Drew
because he can't do anything. She has to do damage control on a regular basis and he can't just...
She puts them in the light. You put people in the light.
She does. She brings out the good in people and I've worked with her for, gosh, how many years now?
15.
It's around that 15, and it's been a great experience with her because she's done a lot for us.
Thank you, Susan.
And, you know, I know I met your mother, and I know how much you loved her, and I'm glad that every time you come, she comes.
Pops in.
You help produce the show. This year, you know, you brought me most of my clairvoyance and which was
only
a gift.
The best for you, Susan.
Well, it was a gift from heaven. It could have been different, and it came out really well.
That one, Valerie was in charge.
This is our last show of the year, and it'll be right around Christmas time. And I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and a Happy Hanukkah, and a Kwanzaa, and a Happy New Year. But also, I don't want anybody to drink and drive. And also, you know, for all the kids out there, you know, just have a great holiday and enjoy your life. And I hope, you know, that all my clairvoyants also do the same.
Well, that's great. Can I ask you, Valerie, your mom keeps taking me to your garden where you have a pool. So you have a nice pool that you've been creating. And is there any kind of fountain? I don't know, but she's out by the water and she says it's beautiful.
I just moved to a new house.
Yeah.
And I have a pool and a beautiful backyard and a beautiful garden. And my pool has a water fountain.
It has a water fountain.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Your mom thinks it's gorgeous.
It is,
and she says that you're going to have some nice evenings out there when it's warm and you're calm. And she says it's magnificent. She's also sitting where there's like a lot of like pretty smells with the flowers. You're not quite done yet. And she talked about mini fruit trees, but you want to make sure what, do you know what that means? Or she's showing me plants that don't create bees, and so
I did that too.
Yeah, and so she's talked about these really pretty little mini fruit trees, so you might add those into your garden somewhere.
All right.
Yeah, but she says it's beautiful. She loves the waterfall.
Oh, thank you.
And then she said, beautiful. We have to come over and look at that. And Charles or Charlie will be an important name around you. Are you aware who that is yet, Charles?
Ooh. I don't know.
Yeah, he can be very difficult. So if you meet him and he's just too much of a pain in the arse, as your dad says, you might want to reconsider working with him. So, and I'm not saying every Charlie or Charles you meet, it also could be the last name, but keep that in mind, okay? He's a nice guy, but he's a strong-willed dude.
Okay.
Most people in the industry. It's not easy working for us.
Oh, I bet.
No. Valerie.
Yeah.
I'm just so glad that you came, and we have to thank James and Kelly and Rebecca.
Thank
you very much.
And make sure that everybody knows our Twitter addresses. We have James Van Prague at Twitter at James Van Prague,
right.
Praagh. And then Kelly White has
Facebook, Kellee White.
And then, of course, the Purple Rose, Rebecca Fearing. And, you know, they are websites, jamesvanprague.com.
No, it's actually vanprague.com.
Vanprague.com. Go ahead.
There's a porno site, so we got to be very careful. It's the Dr. Drew show, yeah.
And thepurplerose.com. Also for Rebecca Fearing, you can visit that. And Kelly is on Facebook at this point.
And I have an office in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Also, not everyone is, you know, lucky enough to be read by James Van Prague and Kelly White and Rebecca Fearing. But we try to reach as many people as possible. But if you are looking for a reading right now, this very second, you should do yourself a favor and call California Psychics. There's a special dedicated line just for the calling out listeners, and it's only $1 a minute, and you really help the show too. So call 1-800-374-7654. That's 1-800-374-7654. They'll connect you to a spiritual counselor, and you'll feel confident in the decisions you make. If it's not the best reading you've had, it's free. They're really cool. Your satisfaction means a lot to them. Call 1-800-374-7654 right now. Tomorrow starts today with California Psychics.
And if you click through on Amazon.com to support the show, make sure you check out all of James Van Prague's books.
Thank you.
He is quite the writer. He has so much information that we couldn't cover in the show. This is a different show. And happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
This is Corolla Digital.